Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
As we wrap up this week talking about the issue of evil, we see that the professing atheists who try to argue that the presence of evil means that God cannot exist, they then try to argue that there is not an absolute standard, but that society is the standard, or their own feelings and what they believe should be the standard. We've also seen the origin of evil. We see that evil was because man disobeyed God. This is important to understand. The reality that people don't want to believe that there's evil in the world, or to account for something other than evil, rather than human beings and the creation, because of the simple fact that if there is an evil in the world, it is brought about by man, and therefore man would be accountable to God. And that's the very thing that people want to avoid. They want to pretend as if God does not exist so that they don't have to be accountable for their lawbreaking. But this is the very thing that we must, as Christians, inform them about. The fact that they have broken God's law and will be accountable to an infinitely holy, infinitely just God. And we have to compassionately and lovingly tell them the truth of that they will spend eternity in a lake of fire if they do not repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the most loving thing we could ever do for an atheist, is to tell them the truth of where they would spend eternity so that they may turn and believe on Jesus Christ. That's our commission to do.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.